for Ms. Walker, JUSTINWALKER, date of birth 6/29/82, 7/20/2022, date of service 11/22/2022. The patient reports he's here for follow-up evaluation. All his symptoms are related to a car accident that occurred on 7/20/2022 around 10 o'clock when another car clipped his front bumper when it came without stopping on a stop sign. And this caused him some headaches along with pain in the neck, mid-back, lower back, and the right shoulder. And pains were shooting down to both buttocks only, and as numbness and tingling. Patient has continued on physical therapy, chiropractic treatment. He reports that his physical therapy and chiropractic is continuing. He reports a 50% improvement in his symptoms because of medications and all. Pain level is now between 3 and 5, and his range of motions are improving, and especially for the neck and both shoulders. And ADLs are not gravely affected no more. And in system review, the patient has mild headaches, which are 2 or 3 only, but not associated with any dizziness, vertigo, vision problem, balance problem, memory problems. There is no history of fainting, blackout, weakness, seizures, loss of balance, confusion, disorientation. Further, the patient denies any anxiety, depression, and panic. In the pain and numbness, patient has a limited range of motions. And there is a neck pain, shoulder pain, and mid-back, upper back pain. In the GI, there is no nausea, vomiting, diarrhea, constipation, digestive problem, incontinence of the bowel, stomach pain, or blood in the stool. In the GU, no incontinence of the urine, frequency, painful urination, blood in the urine. In respiratory, there is no asthma, trouble, breathing, chest pain, coughing, shortness of breath. In the last 30 days, patient reports that there are no changes in the pain level. And then there are no changes in the medical history, surgical history, hospitalization, weight loss, or any other trauma. Current pain medications are Tylenol with codeine and Ultran. The substance abuse, none is reported. Compliance history, patient reports full compliance to the pain medication regimen. Physical examination, blood pressure is 158 over 89, pulse is 113, pulse ox is 100. Respiratory exam will come from the previous visit, which is dated 10/24/2022. Dictation number is 1026-016 with the following modification in the physical exam. The first is the general review is the same. In the musculoskeletal examination, please mention that the cervical spine range of motions are as follows. Forward flexion is 30, extension 30, bilateral side flexion 40, bilateral rotation is 45. In the lumbar spine, forward flexion is completely normal at 60, extension 25, bilateral side flexion is 30, bilateral rotation is 30. And sacroiliac joint are found slightly tender, but rest of the maneuvers to identify and reproduce the pain are same. Hoffman sign is negative, Sperling, Lermit test, distraction test, and Soto heart test are positive. Myelopathy signs are absent. In the thoracic spine, Roos test and Slump test was negative. In lumbar spine, Brudzinski-Kernick test negative, straight leg raising test negative, contralateral leg raise test negative, Breger test negative, Kemp test is negative, Babinski sign was negative. Sacroiliac joint, bilateral sacral joints are mildly tender with positive Faber test and Gonsalan test only. Standing flexion test, iliac compression test, distraction test are negative. In the extremities, regarding both the shoulders, the range of motion that patient is able to do on active motion is 140 degrees with minimal pain. The motor power is 5/5, and the testing for supraspinal tests are positive, Hawking Kennedy test, empty beer can test, speed test, and near test. Diagnosis remains the same. Plan of care, the MRIs were reviewed. The patient does have a multi-level disc herniation in the cervical spine, along with facet hypertrophy, unconvertible joint hypertrophy, bilateral neural foramen narrowing, They are attributed to the automobile accident and require cervical epidural steroid injections. In the lumbar spine, there was no positive finding of any pathology, and also in thoracic spine. The patient was informed about all of these findings. He will continue. He may benefit from sacroiliac joint injections bilaterally as well as cervical epidural steroid injections. He's also trying to go for therapy. He was going with Dr. Kazma and he quit as he thought he was not improving and he made his own decision. Thank you.